check.
Testing 1, 2. This is the Mr. Nobody podcast.
That's what we want. That's what we want. That's what we want.
That's what we want.
That's what we want.
Do you ever notice that adults are really just bigger children? I mean, there are, I'm trying to find the right words, there are developmental upgrades. You don't sound convinced. I'm not even sure that's true. I did hear a kid in a tram, you know, his little cart, screaming at his mother whenever he wanted something. And I do mean screaming. And sometimes when I observe children, I think, that's what I do. Femininity, but it's almost an extension of childhood, foot stamping, tantruming. It's frightening watching adults tantrum, like when you saw that guy throw an ashtray out his window at another car? Yeah, that was pretty toxic. What if women...
Here we go.
What if women were categorically bigger and stronger than men?
That's what we want.
Let's say by a factor of three. I'd be fucking scared. In public.
Fire.
They'd just grab a man and shake him. Man shaking. Throw him out of a subway. That's toxic. Power differential. If I was a woman of three times their strength, physical power, violence, force, you could say stuff like, shut the fuck up, to a toxic man. Or else, they wouldn't drive so recklessly. Along the same lines, I was thinking you should do less thinking. If aliens had humans for pets, go on. They would walk them around on leashes or harnesses. Hopefully harnesses that would leave the genital areas free. And that's not the weirdest thing. The weirdest thing is running into each other on the alien streets naked while they took us out to poop. Hey, Bill. And running into each other, being like, how's it going? How the fuck do you think it's going, man? These assholes want me to snuggle? Play with them? Cuddle? And you wouldn't believe what they feed me. They feed me mush. Mush that they think I want. That they think I would like. You know, my daughter always calls me when I'm doing this stuff. Let's see what's up.
Hello?
Hi, honey.
Hey, how's it going?
I don't mention I'm talking about aliens and their human pets. How are you, honey?
Just wanted to know what your plan is.
Yeah. What is my plan? I am transporting her a car.
She's gonna park it in her parking garage in her building.
Etc. You get. And you'll send me the coordinates? I use the term coordinates, like in Star Trek.
Same address that I gave you, but there's a garage that's attached to the building. She said, I can just tell you. She seems like a little like nervous. Her mom, she is putting in the garage, and she's gonna give her your name so you can go whenever tomorrow.
Cool. I don't really have a name. Sounds good. Why don't you text that to me since I'm working on a composition right now?
Okay. I don't really want to give her your number because then she'd probably bother you.
I take that in for a second and then I say, bother away.
Okay. Alright, sounds good. Do you know what time you're gonna come?
She used a very interesting inhale sound. Let's play around with that. At this point, I utter some words about things I might do up there. I'm really going to give my mother a computer that I bought for her. Is that virtue signaling? I'll come to you first. I'm basically reassuring my daughter that I'm doing this errand for her and not wanting to interfere with her plans, but hang out with her and see my mom. And also, I'm supposed to visit with my sister.
Technically, it was
was a mass murder. Our words matter.
That's what we want.
When possible, our terms should be precise, not weaponized to deceive each other. Working on apartments lately. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, I'm sick of it.
I mean, I gotta make some money and all that stuff, but you know, I wanna keep my priorities straight, and primarily I'm a guitarist. I even got paid to do a gig on yesterday. You just said that. The gig was hilarious, really, because the manager of this fancy fucking place we were playing didn't know we were coming. Came we did. And play we did. And it was just fun. Fighting through tunes. Surviving. Thriving. One of my favorite things is when the tunes derail, stuff happens that you can't predict, and you have to find your way back in a musical way, energy and timing and humor, intelligence. But that's my favorite thing. Playing is easy when everything's going right. It's fun when shit goes wrong. Maybe wrong is right. I shouldn't even say anything about it. It's nonverbal. I thought I would reveal something to you that's not comfortable. It's confusing. But it happened to me. At one point, about a year ago, I was so disgusted with drug addicts and drug dealers and the folly and waste and bullshit associated with crime and shortcutting and killing yourself and being an asshole. Yeah, being a fucking asshole. I looked into getting a gun.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm not happy you're here.
I even filled out an application for the city that I live in, where they don't want you to have them. For me, there was two components. Fear and anger. That really drove that fantasy. I had two little narratives in my mind. One was, I need a gun in case anyone comes through my door, and I'm just gonna shoot. I mean, I've got knives and sticks and pokers and fucking, that's fear. Things to throw, but and sometimes bad people do come through the door, and they deserve to get shot. Yeah, I'm not gonna try to stab. I acknowledge that, or wrestle. I have met extremely shitty people. Unwrestleable people that should not come through my door or anyone's door. And if they did, yeah, the balance of power would be very tilted by a factor of three. And then the other one was hate. Yep. Or anger. Hate. Or a blending.
Yeah.
Hate, anger, milkshake. There you go. Where I see the drug dealers on the corner of my block. And I just want to shoot them. Just being honest. I wanted to shoot them. And I'm only revealing this because it's extremely uncomfortable. Shadow part of you. Shadow awareness. The dark part of you. Listen to these children bickering at each other. Toxic. Doesn't matter what they're saying. It's toxic masculinity. Vibration. They sound like children, don't they? It's toxic. In this case, masculinity. But anyway, back to the gun. Oh yeah, the gun. After a few days, or weeks, I realized this is totally fucked up. Just poisoning my brain. Not the protection part, like, I understand wanting to protect yourself, but it's such a slippery slope because of the power differential, the vibration, the cause and effect. Consciousness, like my mind, who I was. You think when I was a gun protects you, thinking I needed that gun, or not needed, but wanted. Yeah. I wanted it. You wanted it. Because it was a way of hating. I personally don't like guns. When you live in a city like I do, where I do, you're never happy to encounter one. They're for assholes. And nobody who has a gun in this city has it for a good reason.
We don't want him sitting on his desk. We don't want a $15,000, $12,000 union man.
Maybe that's too broad a statement. You mean some, you know what I'm saying. Some guns are cool. The guns that go off in this city are just killing people. And they're fucking assholes that are killing people. Yeah, I'm talking about those guns. Nothing righteous or cool. It's a power differentializational, just violent bullshit vibration, where the gun changes the power structure. If you've got the gun, it's like, and usually it goes off in anger. It's like in Chekhov, where the gun is in the first act. Let's face it, by the last act, it makes a weak person stronger. Because he knew that guns change the equation, and it changes the outcome of a situation instantly. Where I can understand why I would want to have that, and that's just too much power. It's too much power for most people. Even for me. This is a deep issue because the state, like the police, the army, they have guns. I'm completely ignorant of so much statehood requires. Sometimes I just shake my head, a power differential, at myself. I'll give you an example. I've been talking out my ass about mystery religions. Yes, yes, you have. And I might have peppered that at guns conversation with the word Gnosticism or Gnosis. Ignosis. And over the last couple weeks, as I have been working, I have been listening to lectures on what that actually is. Fortunately, so much great information is out there, and it's detailed and rich, even though it was a heresy and suppressed, hidden. Many of the books and writings and names and stories and myths have been destroyed, genocidally wiped out. Things do survive, often because of the people who opposed it. Detailed arguments against it. Your enemies have brought you back to life. But as I was getting into it, I was like, man, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm studying it, I'm learning it. We all make up so much bullshit. And there are things about Gnosticism that truly do reflect the mystical experience I had. Go on. Such as the unity of my consciousness or my essential stuff with the essential. Essential consciousness of the universe. Sounds ridiculous. But words fail. I think you understand, though. In my case, I didn't understand intellectually. I experienced this. I share it with you because it's had an extraordinary effect, more powerful than any weapon or gun, such as I don't hate my son for killing himself anymore. I don't feel it. I see the drug dealers. I don't hate them anymore. And I did report them to the cops.
Yeah.
I went up to a couple of city cops and I said, hey man, fucking drugstore's back open. Just FYI. And they were like, okay man, thanks. And I left it at that. Have the shittiest job, don't they? Because those assholes don't care who they kill. They have to clean up societies. But I don't hate them like I used to. Shittiest moments. It's like that kind of. That's why we hate cops. Bitter, poisonous, toxic, who emotion has left my body. Abuse the power differential. Their guns. And as I have been reflecting on that and asking what's going on here, yeah, what the fuck is going on? What I can say is that the experience of leaping beyond the, say it, the just now or here and now, to something universal, timeless, what? So much vaster. That has that as part of it. You're part of it. In the sense that folly is just part of nature. When it's part of human nature, that's for sure. Shit, I want to say free will is involved, but who knows? That's another conversation. I felt myself turn inside out, like a vacuum cleaner bag that you rip open. But I was turned inside out, like a vacuum cleaner bag ripped open. The song of a thrush gets buried alive. Here's a song. The dragons don't thrive. Even the bees break out in hives. Have you heard the joke that we're out of time and falling behind? Don't even stop to hear the punchline.
That is true.
Life can be so unfairy. Just ask your apothecary. If you think it's ordinary, you'll miss what's grand. The light of the moon just peters out. We're sure of our doubt. You don't even know that you know what the moonlight's all about. With you there'd be nothing, so much nothing. With you there'd be nothing without. What is this song about? It's Inside Out.
Peter's
out. We're sure of our doubt. You don't even know that you know what the moonlight's all about. With you there'd be nothing, so much nothing. With you there'd be nothing without. Mr. Nobody, Inside Out.